amendments to the U.S. Constitution, new amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require responsiveness to the people. But isn't Article 5 con really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very weary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, no, no. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, it certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war, World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 constitutional convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exists? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit EscapeHarassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Earlier in the show, last hour, I mentioned how the U.S. is blocking this delegation from Russia that was coming to Washington to talk about Kazakhstan's possible membership in the World Trade Organization, and how it's going to be perceived as a child throwing a tantrum over the fact they can't get their way. And looks like there's been another one, because the White House has just announced that they will not be sending a presidential delegation to the Paralympic Games in Sochi, Russia, in retaliation for Russia's military advances in Ukraine. And this is the kind of move that the government does when it really can't do anything else substantive, but needs to look like it's doing something. So we see them engaging in these little petty tit for tats. And I don't think Russia really cares if the U.S. shows up or not in Sochi. But I think basically what the White House doesn't realize is they're broadcasting to the rest of the world that Russia has basically succeeded, and there's nothing the U.S. can really do about it. Can't impose economic sanctions without causing tremendous financial harm to Europe. The U.S. is not really able or willing to go head-to-head with Russia militarily, because the U.S. is already militarily exhausted, and if they burn out what's left of their war machine in a war with Russia, they've got nothing left over to complete their plan to force the entire world back onto Bretton Woods. And they're already losing that policy. Countries are breaking away from the dollar faster than they can be conquered. They've already failed this policy. They're not going to be able to make it work. But I'm sure that up there in the bowels of power, up in the marble towers of Wall Street, they're out there saying, if there's even the slightest chance we can succeed, we must move forward, no matter how many millions of other people's children's lives it's going to cost. Now, getting back to Truth is the First Casualty of War, over the weekend, I got flooded with this story where China was considering giving Ukraine nuclear support, possibly up to and including nuclear weapons. Now, this would be a violation of the Budapest Memorandum. But looking carefully at it, this story was from last year, last September, and it's irrelevant to the current government in Kiev. But it was attempting to sell the idea that even China, you know, was turning against Russia and siding with the West. And actually, China's already issued a statement. They pretty much are in agreement with Russia regarding the Ukraine, because China also understands the real reason behind all these U.S. invasions. And China understands that in order to compete the plan to bring the world back to Bretton Woods, China inevitably has to be brought into a state of war with the United States of America, even if it's one that isn't actually fought. If there's a state of war with China, then the U.S. gets to basically, you know, write off all that money that they owe China and say, tough, we're in a state of war, we're not going to pay you back, would force all of the U.S. allies around the globe to drop using the yuan or the renminbi and go back to the slavery of the U.S. dollar, borrowed at interest from the Federal Reserve. But China has now come out and said, yeah, basically they side with Russia over the Ukraine. It's an illegitimate government. It was not elected by the people, doesn't represent the Ukrainian people. And the clearest proof of that, of course, is look at all the billionaires and bankers that are getting all these top government jobs in this coup d'etat regime. So, little kind of a footnote here. over the, actually it was last Friday, MSNBC basically proved to the world that all of the people working at their network are graduates of Common Core, because they kept putting up this map about Ukraine and Crimea, and they had Czechoslovakia on the map, off to one side there. Now, Czechoslovakia hasn't existed for over 20 years, and yet MSNBC had it on the map here. All right, we're going to take another phone call. David in San Francisco, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael.
You know, aloha.
I'm sure glad you brought that up. I think they were hoping nobody would notice. Isn't that wild?
All the really good, talented people are working in the independent media now. So.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was it Condi that did that first mistake? Or no, it was Rumsfeld, I think. Like around 2006, I think there was, one of them was caught in a speech talking about that. It was worse than when Bush didn't know that there were black people in Brazil. And
remember, these people are all politicians. They're just used to looking good and taking credit for anything happens at good and finding somebody to blame for the bad things. And they're really not very well schooled in the things they're trying to manage. And yeah, they get caught making all kinds of dumb statements, and they're protected by the media, who are also a bunch of fakes and frauds who stand up there and look good. When I was a kid, we thought of reporters and journalists, along the line of Edward R. Murrow, who went out there and did real research and knew what they were talking about and would put it out there without regard to the offense of power. When I was teaching at UH Manoa a couple of years back, my classroom was right next to a beginning journalism class, and they were in there learning how to do makeup in their hair for TV journalism. That's what they're teaching these people to do.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Kind of like a doctor not studying for nutrition, but knowing all the pharmaceutical names.
Yeah, very, very much so. The education system is a big part of the propaganda mechanism in this country.
Yeah. Hey, I heard you talking about Ukraine, and I don't know. I think I talked to you about a month ago, and I'm wondering, did I tell you about Saudi Prince Bandar last time I called?
I think you did, but why don't you refresh our memories?
Well, Bandar is this kind of a famous character that is all the way back to Jimmy Carter losing the hostages in Iran. Bandar was the guy that did the negotiating for Jimmy Carter, and that failed, and that got the October surprise rolling so that Reagan won. And so he goes that far back. Well, back in the summertime, remember, we were about to go to war with Syria because they had used chemical weapons.
They'd been accused of using chemical weapons on their own people, but it was another one of these lies.
Exactly, because it turned out that it was Bandar that provided the chemical weapons, didn't train the people. They blew up in their own arsenal, killed most of his little rebel group, and the few survivors said where they came from. So Bandar was the one trying to trick America into going to war.
Bandar was part of the supply chain for covert weapons to the Syrian hired mercenaries. He wasn't the only one. They got some of the stuff was caught coming across the border from Turkey. And Bandar isn't trying to trick the U.S. into war on Syria. The U.S. wants that war on Syria. That's why they were lying about
that. Dispute that part. But in fact, there was just trying to think if it was the Washington Post just had an article about the spy masters meet in Washington. I think it's called Spy Master Summit, if I remember right. And this was just like a week ago, and they decided to have Bandar fired because he was getting too hot, but to keep going with the Syrian war. So, yeah, I won't disagree with you on your premise there. But this Bandar, he's maybe more like the hired hitman that facilitates this stuff.
Yeah, he's a facilitator. He's a mid-level facilitator, and I think he's playing just because, you know, he's got the money and the power to do it. He's not a top player. He's not a major player. But he's definitely one of the U.S. many assets in that part of the world, okay?
Right. All right, so part of the big deal about Syria was that these two different pipeline companies, wanted to run natural gas up to Europe. Now, if you can imagine you're having a pipeline company, that's gravy train forever, right? And
yes,
you're going to invest in this pipeline, selling it to Europe where the big money is. Wow, you know. So Bandar wants to invest in one company. Russia was investing in another company. So back in about the time of the gas thing, Vandar goes up to Russia and acts like the devil, and he offers this, you know, like Jesus and the devil are on the mountain looking over, and the devil offers him a great bribe.
Okay, David, I'm sorry, you ran on too long. We got to take a break for commercials. I'll bring you back after these words from our sponsors.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1. To be free from the IRS, escapeharassment.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're finishing up with David in San Francisco. David, can you pick up where you left off?
Well, yeah. So the opera of Vandar, he's been pulling off almost every major bombing in the Middle East in the last 6 months. There was bombing.
Well, we don't know that. I mean, I'm hearing the accusation coming from you,
right.
But, you know, this is at odds with a lot of other information that we're seeing come in. Like I said, he appears to be a mid-level player. In fact, he sort of fits the role of a dilettante. He wants to be involved, wants to be part of that whole dark, covert world. But he's not a top major player as I see it.
And if you look for this Washington Post, article, I think it's Spymaster Summit article, it actually names about six countries. I think it names Yemen, Lebanon, Egypt, Iraq, Russia and I'm trying to think the sixth one. It might say Jordan, but it, and the strange one, you remember there was a strange bombing in Afghanistan that was deep in the heart of the security green zone, and it still got through. Well, that would make sense that Bandar is the head of the Saudi CIA. Bandar knows the deepest secret places, you know, and the safety zones of American upper echelon lounging in their coffee shop that gets blown up. So that one, to me, is true Bandar.
I'd want to see something to support that. You know, I'm not like the United States government. I'm not going to grab Bandar and throw him in a cell and waterboard him on the basis of an accusation.
Well, where I was going to go eventually was, remember the two pipelines. So Bandar goes up to Putin and says, I'm going to give you the option of getting this, you're going to be able to control oil prices for the future. I'll give you that if you give up this pipeline, right? So Bandar is offering this loaded, wonderful deal, control, corner the market on oil prices.
Let me ask you, because,
that's a Wall Street Journal article.
Okay, I'd like to see the Wall Street Journal article on that. I'd like to see some support for this because one thing I have noticed lately, and David, we're going to let you go here because we got a bunch of other phone calls coming in. I have seen lately an effort by propagandists to try and shift the blame for a lot of U.S. and Israeli covert activity and shift it over to Saudi Arabia and say Saudi Arabia is bad, and that could be just simply ducking the blame or getting ready to go in and take over Saudi Arabia. Because remember, Saudi Arabia has been cozying up to China lately and selling them oil and gas for the yuan. So that automatically puts them on the U.S. target list. John in Barbados, thank you very much for waiting all this time. And what is on your mind today?
Well, I'm just looking at all these situations, Michael. And I'm just thinking the quality of Western news media is about 2 inches below that of a snake's belly. I mean, the spin, the fallacious and mendacious opinions they put forward, it's not real news at all. It's nonsense. And as far as the Britain has been pulled out of this agenda, if you look at all the major newspaper print in Britain over the weekend and the comment sections are overwhelmingly in support of Russia. And the ones that actually support the Central Bank of Europe and this Goldman Sachs banker that now looks to be the Prime Minister of Ukraine, their comments were voted down with a big red thumbs down with huge numbers. And I think that the British government have taken notice of these comment sections in the British papers. And that's the reason Britain's pulled out of this agenda, this anti-Russian Ukraine agenda.
Well, I've seen the same thing in the American media where the online comments in those few articles that are still allowing comments, because a lot of them have now shut it off, were, again, very much supportive of Crimea and Russian. They don't agree with this new government in Kiev, and they certainly don't agree with the U.S. going to war again when we have so many problems here in the United States of America. As far as the British government, public opinion doesn't really affect them all that much, because when you move into a war state, when you move into that idea that you're going to go to war, you know public opinion is going to be against you, and so you just start out saying, we're not going to pay attention to what the people are saying. We see that here in the United States of America. I'm sure that's true to an extent in Great Britain. I think the reason Great Britain is backing off on this is they realize they don't have the moral law on their side, because they're talking about committing military troops to support a government that seized power by force. And of course, Britain's economy is not that strong right now. Britain has also militarily exhausted itself in Iraq and Afghanistan and all these other places. And the British Parliament certainly understands the British people are going to be thinking about wars, when their elections come up. And I think that may really be more of a factor going into that. But for Britain to sort of back away...
I agree with some of what you say, Michael, but if you remember in the situation where they were envisaging a war in Syria, and it was almost on the cards, and then the British Parliament were hammered well, hammered that by voting against any participation. And I think that was the result of public opinion. And there is an election coming up shortly next year in Britain.
No, I would agree with that, Mark. I would agree with that.
And, of course, in May this year, we've got the local government elections. And of course, that will concentrate minds when people are so anti further wars. I mean, the demand to pull British troops out of Afghanistan and various other places is just gaining momentum every day.
Yeah, the people of the world are really starting to stand up. There's a huge, and people are already talking about pushback against the American government, against the British government, against all these war governments, and the people trying to push this war agenda, they're meeting all this resistance. And you know, ultimately, you know, if the entire population of a country gets really angry, especially with the U.S. government saying that if you don't like your government, it's okay and acceptable for you to kick them out, which is their whole justification for supporting the coup d'etat government in Kiev. The U.S. is taking the position, well, maybe that former government was elected, but they were corrupt and incompetent. Boy, you shouldn't be flinging that one around, because if you look at how incompetent the U.S. government is, Obamacare, caring for the infrastructure, and certainly American corruption is just epidemic, especially now with the AIPAC having their conference and everything. The U.S. is inadvertently making a case for the American people to kick Washington, D.C. out. So,
well, I'm sort of dismayed, disheartened with America. You had a brilliant Constitution and Bill of Rights, and it's being shredded piece by piece. That was Go on, Michael.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've got my Scotch tape. We're going to put that back together.
Well, there's that doggone piece of paper, which actually is four doggone pieces of paper, is, you know, it needs to be reasserted. I mean, that is probably the best constitution I've ever read in my whole life. And
it is a very good, it's a very, very good constitution. And the problem was our government, even Ben Swan was saying it at the top of the hour, our state and federal governments do not feel they should be constrained by the constitution. And in my view, that immediately delegitimizes them. Because the government of this country is the legal government only when they comply with the rules of the Constitution, which are the rules under which we, the people, allow them to run this country for the benefit of this country and we, the people. This government's clearly gone off the reservation. They're serving the bankers, serving the military-industrial complex. They serve the money, not the people, and that right there delegitimizes them. John, I have to let you go. We got two more callers, Werner and Steve, after this break.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Woo, Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike and Vero. Maybe I can pray you know. Tired of the mainstream media fight. Listening to Mike will really open your eyes. Tune in to Mike and Vero. Maybe I can pray you
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A couple of phone calls waiting. Werner in Canada. Aloha, Werner. Long time no hear from. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, good afternoon, Mike. We were talking earlier about the Ukraine.
Yes, I'm still talking about the Ukraine.
Yeah, there's another aspect, and that is, especially in Western and Central Europe, the way agriculture has been progressed. Basically, with the way they've increased yet their yields up to a double and triple on the same acreage.
That's why they're fighting against the GMOs as hard as they are.
They are in the process of rapidly, basically, exhausting the soil. Then in the northern part of Europe, it's been told that in Moscow, now they got the coldest winter on record.
Yes.
And what I understand, the Gulf Stream has been slowed down and basically maybe it came already to a halt. And that is what the central and northern part of Europe keeps it tempered.
The Gulf Stream has not come to a halt. What's going on is the sun is at a 100-year low in total energy output. And we saw this back during the Little Ice Age. that hit Europe and America back then. The sun is not constant. There are multiple overlapping cycles in its activity, and every once in a while, the low points in those activities all line up, and you get a significant decrease in total energy output, and obviously the Earth cools during that time.
Mm-hmm. And, for example, the Ukraine, it is not just only about energy, it is about the Ukraine has been traditionally the breadbasket for the Russian Empire, and to an extent, basically, partly for parts of Europe, too.
Well, there are a lot of reasons why Russia viewed the overthrow of the government in Kiev as a threat to their strategic interests. And so I think those who were trying to plan the overthrow of the Ukraine to bring it into the European Union, if they didn't realize what Russia's reaction would be, then they're really not very good strategic planners, and one wonders why they're getting these fat government paychecks. But they definitely missed the call on that. The indications we're looking at now is the coup d'etat government in Kiev thought their transition of power was going to be easy, was going to be a slam dunk. And at this point, it's looking like the U.S. and the West were caught off guard by Russia's reaction. They weren't expecting it, and they should have been.
And as I say, Central and Western Europe, they want to keep control over the Ukraine or keep them in their influence there, basically as an insurance policy for their food supply.
Well, again, it's not just food, it's gas and oil.
Yeah.
But the Ukraine was doing business in both directions. They weren't in the European sphere of influence. That's what this coup d'etat was all about, where Europe had been courting them, and the two governments ago, the Ukraine was saying, yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea. The ousted government, though, had second thoughts, looking at how the European Central Bank had financially crippled and debt-enslaved all the nations in the European Union. They're looking at what's going on in Greece and Spain and France and Italy and certainly what's going on in Cyprus, and they had second thoughts, and it was at that point we saw all these agent provocateurs show up and destabilize the government and throw out the existing government, the elected government. And then, of course, the new government in there, which is a bunch of money junkies, first thing they said is, oh, yes, we swear fealty to the IMF, and we're going to join the European Union. That's what this is really all about. And you're absolutely right. Russia does a lot of trade with the eastern Ukraine. They don't want to lose those assets, but mostly I think it really came down to the potential loss of their Black Sea naval bases, and that was absolutely a red line for Russia.
Basically, that's the trigger, but shouldn't it be left to any region or any country and the people of that country to decide upon themselves with whom they want to do business? You know,
well, of course it should be, but that's not the U.S. policy. The U.S. policy is overthrow any countries that don't run their economy to serve the U.S. and put in a puppet regime. Did it in Iran in 1953, kicked out the elected government of Mohammad Mossadegh because he wanted to sell Iran's oil at fair market prices, put in the government of the Shah, who basically was sucking out Iran's oil and selling it to British and American oil companies at steep discounts. Saw the same thing down in Chile, where the CIA ousted the democratically elected government of Allende and installed the dictator Pinochet. The U.S. has been playing the same game with countries around the world. This is why the United States is hated by so many other countries, because of this game. And this time, it looks like this could blow up in their face, because now the people of the world understand this is what the United States does. The U.S. has lost its illusion of moral rightness and standing for human rights and democracy, and everybody sees the United States as just another greedy empire using its military might to grab the resource-rich areas of the world and bring them under its control.
And it is United States has been taken down, and those big empires have been taken down in history because of an ever-increasing bureaucracy that had become so out of touch with reality, like the Ottoman Empire and so on.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that here. Our government has grown so big, it's almost paralyzed with its own inability to communicate with itself. And the disaster of the healthcare.gov website, I think, is a perfect indication of just how dysfunctional the federal government has become. Okay, Werner, got to let you go. Thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Steve in California, who's also been waiting very, very patiently. Welcome to the show, Steve. What's on your mind?
Yeah, corporate media. Is there anybody out there in corporate media that's being honest enough that would admit that the USA put in the coup d'etat in Ukraine and is bringing about all this?
Because no,
they're pointing the finger always at Russia.
Yeah, well, that's what they've been told to do. Now, the corporate media is very much controlled either covertly through programs like Mockingbird or overtly. Remember, last year we had this whole scandal where the Department of Justice was spying on corporate media journalists and reporters, just all of them. Not just ones they thought might be engaging in criminal activity, but spying on all of them. A couple of weeks ago, we had this word about how the FCC wanted to put observers in the newsroom to monitor the process by which stories are chosen to be broadcast to the American people. We know from going on 4 or 5 years ago that military intelligence officers are on the staffs at places like CNN. So the corporate media is totally controlled. Anybody in the corporate media who stands up and tells the truth, they wind up being asked to leave, which is why we have Ben Swan now, I'm glad to say.
I have one other comment.
Yes.
Over the weekend, I got to listen quite a bit of RBN talk radio, and one of the speakers, I can't remember which one it was, but mentioned that the CIA is in its concept, and that by its own definition, should be categorized as a terrorist organization. So I went back and did my homework and looked up, and it was established in 1947, and he was right. By its own definition of what it does in the world and how it will start something here with an end result wanting this done, if any other country does this, they are labeled a terrorist organization. And so that the statement was correct.
Well, you know, this is why when McCain gets up there at AIPAC and screams how Iran is the world's largest sponsor of state terror, he's completely nonsensical. It is the United States that causes all of these problems in order to destabilize a country, kick out the existing government, and put in a new puppet regime. And, you know, pot calling the kettle black, or displacement of guilt, whatever you want to call it. But, yeah, and nobody in the government wants to admit that to themselves. That much of U.S. foreign policy is carried out through acts of terrorism by the intelligence agencies. And certainly the corporate media is never going to touch it. It's politically acceptable to go back and talk about these kinds of things that were going on 20, 30 years ago, but they're absolutely not allowed to talk about what's going on right here and now.
Yeah, if you address it that way, they'll come back and say, well, it's a little bit different than that. We gather intelligence. When other people do that, it's terrorism.
Well, it's spying, basically, is what it is. But when you talk about this covert operations, and it is significant when you look at the new Pentagon budget, and they're talking about cutting back the regular Army forces and Air Force and Navy, and yet the amount of money has actually gone up. The focus is clearly being put on covert warfare, special operations groups, cutouts like hired mercenaries, and, of course, drones and so forth. And again, I think they're repeating the strategic mistake the Nazis did toward the end of World War II. Steve, got to let you go. Coming up on a commercial break here, and we'll be back wrapping up about the Ukraine. I do have other things to talk about today, but obviously the Ukraine is there. And by the way, Russia has just called a Security Council meeting. We'll see what's going on with them. We'll be right back.
I bet you didn't know that some of you can live in Asia on just the amount of your new Obamacare premium increase alone. Shocking, I know. Options for early retirement, second or primary residence, visas, legal, business startup. Admit it, you've thought about it for years. It's time. Go to AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com, a down and dirty guide on doing it once, doing it right, and on the cheap. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we go back to the phones here, we're watching the Security Council meeting that was requested by Russia to deal with the Ukrainian crisis. And remember back end of last week when the new coup d'etat parliament in Kiev banned Russian as an official language of Ukraine. I said that was going to increase the hostility. It was going to come back to bite them, and it just did, because the Russian ambassador is out there saying the new government in Kiev, whom he's calling radicals, is persecuting the people of ethnic Russian descent in the Ukraine by denying them use of their language. Now, and again, he's making the point. This is an unelected government that seized power by force. They lack any legitimacy under international law. All right, we're going to grab a phone call here. Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Michael. I want to raise 2 points. The first one, I mean, I'm sure that your listeners, and I know you are aware of the long history of, there's only been a Ukraine for 20 years. The rest of the time, it was basically part of Russia or the Soviet Union.
Yes.
But it was, if you look at the map, it would extend George Bush the first, back in 92, gave his word that NATO would not expand to the east. Of course, since then, Hungary, Romania, Poland, have gone out, in contravention of what we told the Russians. And now Ukraine, and if you look at least Hungary, and Romania and Poland, is a contiguous Western one front. But with Ukraine going in pro-Western hands, that means that the entire underbelly of Russia for another 1,000 miles they need to defend, and it makes them militarily untenable. The other point I want to make is that just within the last 3 or 4 months, China has signed a deal with the old ousted Ukrainian government that guarantees them something like 5 or 10% of their annual agricultural yield goes to China. It was a very big long-term deal. China has just come out and said they're backing Russia's stand on this. That's maybe why. It's another reason why, perhaps, as your previous caller said, the agricultural dimension of this, why that
it's a factor. It's a factor, and obviously, the new government of the Ukraine has not been keeping up those promised shipments of agricultural produce to China. China is now suing them in international court. But again, China understands that this U.S. plan to force the entire world back on the dollar, return to Bretton Woods, is an all-or-nothing deal. And war with the U.S. is eventual. And you're absolutely right. NATO has succeeded in pushing up right to the western border of Russia. That's got to make Russia very nervous. And again, those people remember what it's like to have a war in your front yard. Here in the United States of America, we didn't suffer any battles in our front yards in World War I or World War II. We haven't had war in our neighborhood since the Civil War. And even people in most of the continental United States out west see the Civil War as something that happened far, far away. The people of Europe and the people of Russia, their memory is fresh. There are people still alive there who remember soldiers shooting and killing each other and civilians right in their front yard. The Nazis got within 20 miles of Moscow. And so I'm sure that a lot of the feeling of the Russian people, and there apparently have been huge demonstrations in Moscow supporting Putin in what he's doing, their feeling is if they're going to have to go to war with the United States, better it start down in the Ukraine than right on their own border. And I think that's a factor that our politicians definitely misjudged when they went into the Ukraine.
Well, also, Michael, 28 million Soviet citizens lost during World War II, as opposed to about 450,000 Americans, for instance.
Yes.
These battles, as you say, were fought, titanic battles, were fought right there in the Ukraine, which was completely overrun, by the way.
Yes.
And there are a whole lot of Russian citizens who bled and died and are still alive for that same land. So
that's why I'm saying one of the ways this may resolve itself is the Ukrainian people are going to be sitting there looking that as long as that government in Kiev remains there, that coup d'etat government, that unelected government remains in power, there is a threat of war right in front of their houses, innocent Ukrainians being killed, their homes being bombed into rubble, and they may just kick that government out just to prevent the war. Because if war comes to the Ukraine, they really don't care which side wins or loses, east or west. They're going to be the ones to bleed and suffer for it. So that's why I say that's one of the two possible outcomes I see from the current crisis.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. It's such bad news, but the real guilty parties here, in my opinion, are what does this say about American statecraft and policymakers? Any idiot would know historically the Russians would fight over the Ukraine, and any idiot would know that. And how is this Victoria Nuland and Obama and Kerry? How they can consider subverting and overthrowing the Ukrainian and putting in an anti-Russian regime on their southern flank, and they wouldn't fight? What kind of morons are running our system?
Well, the same ones who thought healthcare.gov was okay to launch last October. I mean, you know, there's a lot of wishful thinking, magical thinking, and again, I'm sure that, you know, they're out there saying, well, Russia won't attack us because of our superior nuclear forces. But yeah, especially with those Black Sea naval bases at risk, Russia was definitely going to act, I think. I was saying it 2 years ago that this U.S. war to force the world back onto Bretton Woods had to mean eventually war with Russia and war with China. And as part of that larger agenda, yeah, they're moving forward with it.
Michael, you were saying that longer than 2 years ago.
Well,
anyways, that's it for me, but this is a mess, and this could be a real dangerous thing. So.
Yeah, it is a very, very dangerous situation, hopefully the Security Council will come up with some kind of a solution, but again, they will not be able to send UN forces to Crimea because there are two seats on the Security Council, Russia and China, both of whom will veto UN troops going in there. And like I said, this is the U.S. getting a taste of its own medicine for all those times they've gone in their Security Council and vetoed resolutions against Israel's aggressions. So now that's all coming.
By the way, Michael, if they try to vote them out of the G8, can China veto that?
I don't know the mechanism of the G8, but China is not going to want Russia to go, and Britain has already said they don't. Germany has already said they don't agree with kicking Russia out of the G8. I think there's some cool heads out there wanting to keep the situation from escalating. The problem is the warmongers in the United States who want to find some way to move their agenda forward because they think all the nation's economic problems and certainly the problems with loyalty of the American people will evaporate if they can get a real war going. And it's not going to work. They're still thinking with that 1950s, 1960s Cold War mindset, where all they have to do is shout Russians at us and get us into a bloody war and we'll salute the flag and throw our money and our children into the designated conflict. But those days are gone forever. And the U.S. government right now, they're raising on a busted flush. All right, so Peter, we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on the top of the hour and our top of the hour break and commercials here. Apparently, the crisis in Ukraine is already causing economic ripples around the world. The stock market is not doing very well today. The Dow was down over 200 earlier in the day. It's down 170 right now. Wheat and corn prices are going up. They're already up like 6%. Corn is up 3.7%. So this is going to harm ordinary people just trying to feed their families around the world to satisfy U.S. hegemonic ambitions against the Ukraine and so forth. Now, getting out of the Ukraine and into some other parts of the world, Ankara, the government of Turkey, just announced they're going to expand cooperation with Moscow. Now, that had to come as a real shock. And it poses an interesting question. Might Turkey block U.S. warships from going through the Bosphorus? We'll be right back.